Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our Now Playing series where we are exploring the collision of faith and film, and we've said that all stories are really just a reflection of the greatest story that we see in the Bible. And we looked at the movie Aladdin and the temptation of Jesus from Luke chapter 4. And if you examine what Satan is offering Jesus, it's all based on the physical. He offers Jesus physical bread, physical kingdoms, and even physical protection. These things, because they are physical, are also temporary. So Satan is asking Jesus to give up the eternal for something that is temporary. Not to mention that he is offering Jesus a shortcut to God's best. Satan is offering Jesus physical comfort, but without having to suffer physically. He is offering him physical possessions and power, but without having to endure the cross. He is offering him physical protection in place of physical risk. But if you really think about it, in Jesus' temptation, all of the things that Satan is offering him, all of those things are shortcuts to God's best. They're all temporary. All of those are really knockoffs of the real thing. And when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, he got all of those things and more. He's always been the king of the universe, and his death and resurrection just solidified that even more. He's always had authority, and even when he was commissioning the disciples in the Great Commission, he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And of course, in the end, he had safety and protection. It all came through the cross, right? And so when we think about God's best, and we think about the temptations we face, we need to realize that God's best doesn't mean that things won't be difficult. But even in the difficulty, we can know that they will ultimately be more satisfying. And I think when we're obeying God and it benefits us, we're good with that. But when things start to get uncomfortable or difficult when we obey God, we sometimes start looking for shortcuts. And I think the enemy's always right there to offer those to us. And I think what makes temptation even more difficult, and Jesus faced this too, is that Satan met him at the point of his need. Like, Satan didn't offer Jesus something that he wasn't needing in his life. He offered him bread at the point when he was hungry, right? So he met Jesus at the point of his need. And I think Satan does the same thing for us. He doesn't tempt us for things that we're not interested in. He knows the needs that we have. He knows the desires that we have, and he comes to us at that need. And instead of meeting those needs, he offers us shortcuts to God's best. He offers us a cheap imitation of the real thing. And in the end, we're eventually left empty. I love what Craig Rochelle says about this, a pastor. He says that sin is like a sneeze, right? It feels good when it happens, but afterward, all you're left with is snot. And it's true. Sin always overpromises and underdelivers. Aladdin saw this, didn't he? He chose to pursue shortcuts to what he really wanted. Rather than becoming a prince, he chose to temporarily pretend to be a prince. And it didn't last. Eventually, it caught up with him, and the facade faded away, and he was who he had always been. He wasn't a prince, he was Aladdin. And this shows us that we really can't outrun who we are, especially with trying to change the outward. Over and over in our lives, we are going to be offered shortcuts to God's best. We are going to be offered imitations of the real thing. We're going to be tempted with what's temporary. And it may seem easier at first, but it doesn't last. It's a cheap shortcut that will eventually catch up with us, leaving us emptier than when we started. But Jesus, in his temptation, actually shows us a better way. His temptation is not just a personal event that he endured. It is that, right? But it's not just an isolated event. It's there to teach us. Jesus' temptation is a template for how the enemy tempts us and really has been tempting human beings since the Garden of Eden. And not only that, but it's also a template for us for how to deal with temptation, when Satan is offering us shortcuts to God's best. And when he's tempting us to pursue our satisfaction in life apart from Jesus, when he's offering us a path of least resistance, we can know, all right, this is what Jesus did. This is how Jesus dealt with the temptations that we all face. So here's my question for us. Where are you feeling tempted to take shortcuts to God's best in your life? Could be work, could be family, could be your relationship with God, could be a lot of things. And think about maybe a time in the past when you have taken a shortcut to God's best. And let's just ask ourselves, how did that turn out for us? And how can we see in Jesus that in the end, it always pays to wait for God's best? Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you so much for your example of obedience. Thank you for showing us that Satan always overpromises and underdelivers. Thank you for showing us that it's always worth it to wait for your best and to pursue your best, even when it's more difficult than to take shortcuts that leave us empty in the end. Lord, would you strengthen us? Would you do as the Lord's Prayer says and not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So why don't you take a minute and ask the Lord to help you when you're tempted to endure and wait for God's best. Well, thanks again for listening to the DriveCast today. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.